God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. No one is more brilliant than a college freshman. No one is smarter than a college freshman, and perhaps no one is more smart aleck than a college freshman. I can remember many a lunchroom debate among those of us who were freshmen, debating everything on issues both sublime and mundane. In my room, there were four of us in my freshman year, four roommates. Two of us were preachers and one was a lawyer, so you can imagine the debates we had all hours of the night and day, sometimes staying up very, very well past our bedtime. As we debated different topics. Let me ask you a question. Do you ever disagree with people that are good people? Do you ever disagree with the best of people? The answer is, of course, yes, unless you have no conviction about anything whatever, in which case you're no good to anyone. Of course, you're convinced of things that others are not, or you're not convinced of things that others are. And so that brings up a problem. What do you do when you disagree with people who are believers and who are good people? Well, two watchwords to consider whenever we come up to an area of disagreement, and the two watchwords are persuasion and peace. Persuasion toward yourself and peace toward others. First of all, persuasion. When there's an area of contention or an area of at least disagreement, if not debate, the first thing is persuasion. Verse 5 says this in Romans 14, "One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." So in the topic under discussion, which we're not going to go into it at the moment, under the topic under discussion, Paul says that every person needs to be persuaded in their own mind, not in their own group, not in their own feelings, in their own mind. In other words, this is an individual matter of conscience before God. I need to have an open mind. And so many times when issues come up, we think, well, who do I like? Or what will benefit me? Now, I must say that if there's an issue and I don't know who's right or wrong, if I see one person of intelligence and integrity and another person who has neither, I'm going to be inclined to trust the person that I know. But having said that, ultimately, if I'm going to be able to navigate areas of disagreement with good people, I need to be persuaded of myself, persuasion. The second watchword is the word peace. And we find that throughout the passage. But in particular, verse 19 says, "Let us therefore follow, pursue, after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another." I don't need to win the argument. I need to win a brother. I don't win by always being right. I need to know what's right. Sometimes we're more concerned about who is right than what is right. And so I need to follow persuasion for myself and peace when it comes to others. This is an attitude. You know, sometimes I need to make an argument. Sometimes I need to show an attitude because both can be tools of persuasion for others. But peace is what I need to be after. You know, oddly enough, persuasion on a matter gives me peace in my own mind. And a peaceful attitude towards others is often persuasive of them. So today, you're not going to agree with everyone. And no one would expect that. We all stand before God to be judged. But two watchwords that will help us navigate such situations is persuasion and peace. Persuasion towards self and peace toward others.